Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael of Akron is going to play around at Trump, too. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How was your weekend?
Oh, beautiful. Can't beat it.
Yeah. And it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Wow.
It's Monday. Midge is around. Talked about that.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, let's begin a round of Trump Tui. Just ask Jen to leave the room, Michael.
Hey, Jen, can you leave the room?
Oh, Michael and friends.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
Who else is in the car?
Thanks. My daughter, Lexi, and my other daughter, Kayla.
Lexi and Kayla. Hi, Lexi and Kayla. I'm writing your names down so I don't forget. Lexi and Kayla. Hey, are you heading to school?
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. We appreciate you listening. You're going to play along as well. So producer Stevie joins me in studio. As you know, you're going to answer five questions to the best of your ability. There's a timer involved. Jen is a big fan of the timer. And that's all you can do. You answer them as best as you can. Then we'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio to answer those same five questions. So here we go. And good luck to you trying to win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. So question number one, Gigi Hadid is reportedly siding with Taylor Swift over Blake Lively. Lively recently skipped Gigi Hadid's 30th birthday party, which Swift did attend recently. Remember, Travis Kelce also followed or unfollowed this Blake Lively's husband on social media recently. Who is Blake Lively's husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
Look at that. No timer needed. Question number two. During her second night in France, Dua Lipa lit up the stage with a bold cover of Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Now, that song, once again, Get Lucky by Daft Punk, features which well-known musician slash singer slash producer songwriter? So who else is featured on that song?
Pharrell.
Question number three. Tom Cruise visited the Australia version of the Today Show, if you will. The actor talked about various plates that he has spinning, including working on Days of Thunder 2 and possibly a Top Gun 3. Which was released first? Was it the original Top Gun or the original Days of Thunder?
Top Gun.
Let's go with question number four, the Preakness. That was this past weekend, the second race of the
Triple Crown.
Journalism was the winner. And this was the same horse, by the way, that was favored to win. The first race of the Triple Crown was the Kentucky Derby. So you have the Kentucky Derby, you have the Preakness. What is the name of the third race of horse racing's Triple Crown?
I don't know.
Oh, there's the timer. That's okay. We're going to be good, or we're going to continue with question number five. And TGI Fridays is feuding with Chili's. They went on social media and said their mozzarella sticks were superior to those at Chili's, to which Chili's replied, and I quote, "We honestly didn't even know that you were open. Congrats," end quote. What is the name of the all new burger at Chili's that features two slices of American cheese, diced red onions, pickles, ketchup, and mustard?
Big Mouth Burger.
Okay, let's go with that. We'll see if that's the correct answer for question number five. We'll let you know how you did. Then we're going to ask Jen those same five questions. It's all 3 minutes away on Star 102. Let's see how Michael did. He's an Akron Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, answering five questions just a minute ago, along with Lexi and Kayla. Is that right?
Yeah.
I like that I wrote down the names and I can't read my writing. That's how bad my writing
that
is.
That doesn't surprise me.
It looks like Lexa. I have no idea.
We've had a combo about that before.
It's
when you wrote something on the
board. Look at my
board.
Sheet. It's, yeah. And we try to have people guess it. I'm sorry. So good. I'm glad I got it correct. How did they do?
They got three.
Ooh,
three
good job, guys.
Correct today. Trying to win the limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. So this is what we do next. We ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with Gigi Hadid is reportedly siding with Taylor Swift over this drama with Blake Lively. Lively recently skipped Gigi Hadid's 30th birthday party, which Swift did attend recently. Remember, Travis Kelce also unfollowed Blake Lively's husband on social media recently. Who is Blake Lively's husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
Of course it is. Question number two. During her second night in France, Dua Lipa lit up the stage with a bold cover of Get Lucky, obviously by Daft Punk. That song featured which well-known musician slash singer slash producer slash songwriter?
The Weeknd. No, Robin Thicke. Pharrell Williams.
There you go.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Well, it's been a minute.
I think like Blurred Lines was out like right around that time.
Yeah,
so they were
both huge.
Thing.
So Pharrell Williams. Yeah. That's why I was trying to get like musician, songwriter, he's so multifaceted.
Shoot.
So that was not an easy question too. Let's move to question number three. Tom Cruise visited the Australian Today Show, and the actor talked about various plates that he has spinning. This includes working on a possible Days of Thunder 2, and then another Top Gun, kind of like a Top Gun 3. Which was released first? Was it the original Top Gun or was it the original Days of Thunder?
Top Gun.
It was Top Gun. Question number four.
Don't.
Preakness was this past weekend. You should have saw Stevie's eyes when I did it the first time when you were out of the room.
Very alarming.
What's, is it because of the physical jump and motion he makes or just the sound?
All, of it.
All of it.
It's not just a jump and motion. It's called the giddy up. The sound was the second race of the Triple Crown. Got to get the giddy up to get that horse moving. Journalism was the winner. That it was the same horse favored to win the first race of the Triple Crown, which we all know is the Kentucky Derby. So you have the Kentucky Derby, and then you have the Preakness. What is the name of the third race of horse racing's Triple Crown?
The Belmont Stakes.
Very horse aware.
Very horse aware.
That has been your main moment. Question number five.
Comes down to this, Jen.
Don't say main moment.
Comes down to this, Stevie. How so?
Well, if you get it right, we go to tiebreaker. If you get it wrong, you don't win.
TGI Fridays is feuding with Chili's. They went on social media and said that their mozzarella sticks were superior to those Chili's, to which Chili's replied, and I quote, "We honestly didn't even know you were still open. Congrats!"
That sounds like something you would say.
100%. And then I have to delete it because
Right.
I would type it out but not hit send because I know the repercussions.
You feel bad, yeah.
What's the name of the all-new burger at Chili's?
I don't know.
That features two slices of American cheese, those diced red onions, pickles, ketchup, and mustard.
It's their new smash burger.
Ooh, it sounds delicious. Mm. It's called the Big QP. Ooh.
What's QP? Like quarter pounder?
Tasty. Yeah.
So they're coming after all the fast food places.
They are.
So they're coming after Burger King. They had a Big Mac dupe.
Really? Mm. They do have a nice chip and salsa.
What are the final totals there?
We are tied at three.
Oh, we're tied at three. Okay.
Ooh.
Sure are.
All right. So we're going to go to tiebreaker question. We're going to go back to question number three. Once again, this is closest to the actual number without going over. We're going back to question number three. Jen's going to write down her answer as you were answering it. Their timer is still involved. Question number three. I want to know, how many years ago was the original Top Gun released? How many years ago was the original Top Gun released? Ah, is that a way to say welcome back, Tim? Here's the timer.
36.
Need an answer.
36.
Jen 2.
38.
It was 39 years ago. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. That was a close
by
one
year. 1986 Days of Thunder by 1990, by the way, going back to that question. It doesn't get much closer than that. Michael, everybody else in the car, Lexi, Kayla, you are the best. We hope you have a great day at school, but you know what you need to say.
Ugh. I'm Michael from Akron, and I did not Trump 2E.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's play around at Chump Tui, shall we? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jamie's in Painesville. Hey, Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you seeing any midges in Painesville yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I saw some in Eastlake. That's why I ask.
Lucky.
All over the place. Dive bombing right in my eye sockets. I got out of there, though. I got out.
You okay? It's because they like the white of your eye.
They do. Yeah. Can't walk around with your eye shut. Bad move. All right, Jamie, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and start. We'll start the game.
All right, Jen, would you please leave the room?
Yes. Goodbye, Jamie.
Well, Stevie brought that up earlier. The white car, they dive bomb for the white cars. That makes sense. I didn't think about that.
Gotta keep your mouth shut so you don't go for your teeth.
Good luck with that. Tough with that. All right, five questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Jen is in the hallway. Let's get to question number one. TGI Fridays is feuding with Chili's. So they went on social media and said that their mozzarella sticks were superior to those at Chili's, to which then Chili's replied, and I quote, "We honestly didn't even know you were open. Congrats," end quote. Which restaurant would you rather go to, Chili's or TGI Fridays?
Chili's.
Let's go with question number two. As the sequel to Happy Gilmore is set to drop this summer, the cast of the original movie suffered a loss. Morris the Alligator, who played a feature role in the first film, has died, and Adam Sandler paid tribute with a post on social media. Which frequent co-star plays Adam Sandler's love interest in 51st Dates and also The Wedding Singer?
Drew Barrymore.
Question number three. The biopic starring Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen now has a premiere date. Deliver Me From Nowhere takes the stage at theaters everywhere this fall. What FX/Hulu series does Jeremy Allen White star in as a young, talented chef?
Ooh, the bear?
Thank you, chef. Question number four, Final Destination Bloodlines won the North American box office this weekend, debuting in first place with a take of $51 million. Now, in Final Destination 3, what causes the initial disaster?
Roller coaster?
Question number five. I'm so proud of you. I didn't even need a timer on that one. Question number five. Mark.
That one terrifies me.
That's right. That's well done. Question number five. And this is big news as Mark Cuban's last episode of Shark Tank was Friday. After 14 years on the show, he shared the reasoning. And you know, I quote, "I just want to have a couple of summers with my teens before they go off on their own," end quote. Which Shark Tank product is considered the most successful, earning over $500 million in revenue?
Let's go with overnight oats.
Let's go with overnight oats for that one. We'll see how you did with those five questions, and Jen has to answer them next. Let's continue a round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jamie of Painesville just answered five questions. Jen's now back into the room. Producer Stevie's going to let Jamie know how she did.
Jamie got four.
Woo! Good job, Jamie.
Yes! 4 of 5. Try to win that limited edition iTrump Tui t-shirt. Very well done, Jamie. Let's ask Jen those same five questions, beginning with question number one. We're going to begin with TGI Fridays. They are feuding with Chili's. They went on social media and said that their mozzarella sticks were superior to those at Chili's. And then Chili's replied, and I quote, "We honestly didn't even know you were still open. Congrats," end quote. Which restaurant would you rather go to, Chili's or TGI Fridays?
Sorry, Chili's.
All right, Chili's it is. Question number two. As a sequel to Happy Gilmore is set to drop this summer, the cast of the original movie suffered a loss. Morris, the alligator who played a feature role in the first film, has died. And Adam Sandler paid tribute with a post on social media. Which frequent co-star plays Adam Sandler's love interest in 50 First Dates and also The Wedding Singer?
Drew Barrymore.
It is Drew Barrymore. As we move to question number three, the biopic starring Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen now has a premiere date. Deliver Me From Nowhere takes the stage at theaters everywhere this fall. Which FX/Hulu series does Jeremy Allen White star in as a young, talented chef?
The Bear.
It is The Bear. So they have his date for season four.
I still haven't watched season three because you said it was so bad.
It stinks. I'm not watching four. Question number four. Final Destination Bloodlines won the North American box office this weekend, debuting in first place with a take of $51 million. In Final Destination 3, what causes the initial disaster?
Oh, it's a log that falls off a truck. I just remember that in a commercial. I have never and will never see any of those films.
What's the correct answer to question four, Jamie?
Roller coaster.
No way.
Correct answer.
That's
for
what
question.
All the comments were about, that Siren's Curse. But when you click the comments, they're like, this is giving Final Destination.
No.
Move to question number five.
And you got to get this to tie it up.
Thank you, Stevie.
Mark Cuban's last episode of Shark Tank was Friday after 14 years in the show. He shared the reasoning, and I quote, "I just want to spend a couple of summers with my teens before they go off on their own," end quote. Which Shark Tank product is considered the most successful, earning over $500 million in revenue?
The Scrub Daddy.
Bombas socks.
No way! I didn't know Bombas were from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
500.
No way!
It's amazing the products. The amazing the products that have come out
awesome.
Of the show. It's also amazing the products when you deep dive the products that they passed on.
Pass
like the Ring
now.
Doorbell and some of these other ones where you're like, they're just massive. Final totals?
Jamie 4, Jen 3.
Oh, you did it, Jamie. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That means you're going to get that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. That is yours. Tell everybody what you just did, or tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Hi, I'm Jamie from Painesville, and I just Trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.